Episode 50. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner, and will be your host today. Hexadecimal gives you a better way to represent binary numbers. In one of the very early episodes, I explained how bytes are composed of 8 bits. On some platforms, a byte might actually be more than 8 bits. The real problem, though, is even 8 bits are hard to read. The zeros and ones blend together. Hexadecimal allows you to work with 4 bits at a time and is much easier to read. The best way to become a professional programmer is to start writing code. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. Have you considered attending a Take Up Code free live class? Text PROGRAM to 44222 and you'll be on your way. It doesn't matter what number system you're working with. Well, except maybe Roman numerals, which are just too difficult to add and subtract. The problem with Roman numerals is that there's no placeholder system. So let me first clarify that it doesn't matter what placeholder number system you're working with, there is one rule that applies to them all. You need unique symbols that represent each digit starting with zero. However many digits you have will be based on the placeholder value system you're using. This is called the number system base. For our everyday counting, we use a base 10 number system. However, our school system has failed us. It's not really the fault of the school system, really. This failure goes back much farther than any modern school system. You see, we were all taught to count wrong. When counting on our fingers, we naturally start with 1 and go to 10. We have a base 10 number system, and we have 10 fingers. So it makes sense that when we hold up a single finger, that's 1, and when we hold up all 10 fingers, that's 10. This simple mistake in the way we count is probably the single biggest obstacle that prevents a lot of people from understanding different number systems. Here's what I'd like you to do. It's also a very simple and small change. When you count, start from 0. Get in the habit of recognizing 0 as a valid digit all by itself. Most people associate 0 more with the value 10 than with 0 itself. As you develop this way of thinking, you'll find it comes easier and will prepare you for how most collections treat the first item in the collection to be at index 0. It'll also help you understand placeholder number systems, because no matter what number system you use, they all start with 0. Our base 10 number system has 10 digits. These digits are 0 through 9. They are most definitely not 1 through 10. Forget what you learned in Sesame Street and first grade, and remember that numbers start at 0. Why is this so important that I'd spend the whole first half of this episode trying to convince you to start counting at 0? I'll explain that right after this message from our sponsor. Even the most famous programming experts had to start somewhere. The one thing that all professional programmers share is that we take action. Go ahead, text PROGRAM to 44222 now. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. It's hard, I know, to get started, and if you need some help, then all you need to do is register for one of the Take Up Code free live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. These are live workshops instead of just lectures. You get enough lecturing already. These are fun workshops. You have enough boring tasks already. And these are focused on results. You get tangible results from the beginning. Text the word PROGRAM to 44222 and you'll be on your way. You can also visit takeupcode.com to begin. Going back to an 8-bit byte, there are 256 possible values that range from 0 through 255. See, there's that whole start from 0 thing again. If we wanted to, we could assign a unique symbol for each of these values. That's quite a daunting task. Could you easily memorize 256 squiggly shapes? And how would we draw them anyway so that they would be easily recognizable? We don't even have a very good way of distinguishing the 26 letters in the English language. I mean, really, just look at the difference between a capital O and a capital Q. It's just one tiny tail of a mark that separates them. Imagine if we tried to come up with 256 different shapes. And the names, oh my, what would we call all these values? So that's obviously too much. What if we cut a byte in half, though? What if we treat each byte as if it was composed of two pieces that are each 4 bits in length? How many values can we get out of 4 bits? We can get 16, which range from, you guessed it, 0 through 15. Now, we already have some well-known and named digits that range from 0 through 9. These are perfectly good digits. They already have nice squiggly shapes that everybody knows, and they already have names. So let's use them. We only need 6 more symbols and names, and we would have 16 unique squiggly shapes and names for each value that we can represent with 4 bits. Let's use some English letters. What? Letters aren't for counting. They're used for spelling words. That's true, and this decision could lead to some confusion. But the benefits of having symbols with well-known names is just too good to pass. So we'll use the first 6 letters A through F. It doesn't matter if they're uppercase or lowercase. All we're using them for is because everybody knows what the letters A, B, C, D, E, and F look like and what their names are. This is the reason I argued so hard for counting from 0 through 9, because it puts the pause at the right spot just before we need to advance to the next placeholder value. You see, in decimal, the number 10 needs to use a 1 in the second place value. But we want to be able to count all the way to 15 with just a single digit. That's why we went through all the thought about what symbols to use. It's also why I was calling the symbols squiggly shapes. We want 16 total digits that range from 0 through 15 without needing to make use of another place value. This is the hexadecimal number system. It's a base 16 number system, and it's extremely popular and useful in programming because it aligns perfectly with half of a byte. By using the existing numeric digits plus 6 extra letters, we have our 16 single hexadecimal digits. In hexadecimal, when you get to the number 9, you're not done with that digit. You can keep counting higher because you have 6 more digits. The fact that these 6 extra digits just happen to look a lot like letters, and they have the same name as letters, is there just to make the system more familiar. So in hexadecimal, when you get to 9, the next number is not 10, it's A. That's right, A is a number now. The number A represents the same value as 10. If you have 10 sheep in front of you, you can now say that you have A sheep. Add one more sheep, and you now have B sheep. Then C, then D, then E, and finally, if there are a total of 15 sheep in front of you, then you can say that you have F sheep. What happens when you add another sheep? This gives you 16 sheep now in decimal. In hexadecimal, you say that you have 10 sheep. You've run out of digits, and just like in decimal, what you do when you reach the highest digit? You start using the next placeholder. That's why in decimal, 9 goes to 10, and it's the same reason why in hexadecimal that F goes to 10. Now, 10 looks a lot like 10. In fact, they look absolutely identical. I'm being careful to call this 10 in hexadecimal to at least try keeping them separate when talking. But what about when writing hexadecimal numbers? How can you tell if the digits 1 and 0 represent 10 or 16? Or for that matter, if this was binary, then the digits 1 and 0 would represent the value 2. How are we ever going to keep things straight? It's common when writing a hexadecimal number to prefix the number with 0x. So if you see something that says 0x10, then you know that's hexadecimal and represents the value 16. Because we have this system in place, any byte value can now be easily written with just 2 hexadecimal digits. A byte with all 8 ones represents the biggest number that you can count to with 8 binary digits. If you try looking at all those ones, they blend together and it's hard to tell exactly how many there are. But in hexadecimal, this would be the number 0xFF. It's shorter, simpler, and less confusing. That is, once you get over the idea of using letters for numbers. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning, but even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you will learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.